Hi, this is Sophie from Simplero, and in this video, we'll take a look at events in Simplero. You will find events under the Content tab and click on Events down here. And you can create your events either manually by clicking on the blue button Create New Event. We will return to that a little bit later. You can also connect and sync your Zoom account. So if you use Zoom for weekly calls or meetings, you can connect with Zoom right here to sync events. This will then open a new window where you can log into your Zoom account. And once you're connected, your events will all be added to Simplero from Zoom, and they will also automatically be updated. Once you make any changes in Zoom, they will also happen to your events in Simplero. The other thing you can do is that you can create your events manually by clicking on the new create new event button. This is smart if you use something else than Zoom. Maybe you have a Facebook group or you have physical events that you host, then you can click on this button. So let's go through the settings in here. You can give this a title, and this can be whatever you want. You can also add a subtitle, and you can add an internal name and a label. Let's just call this test event. And subtitle, it's gonna be great. And here you can choose the time for your event. Notice what your time zone is set to. For example, I am in Copenhagen right now, so I will make sure to have that on. This will automatically be pulled from your account settings, which is in here. And then you choose the time. So let's say that I want to have these every Thursday nights between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. And I can choose to have this as a one-time event, but I can also say that I want it to be a recurring event that happens maybe not daily. Let's say that I want to have this weekly. I want it to repeat every Thursday, and I want to have this repeat every 1 week, meaning it will be one time a week. I could also set it to be every second week. Then I would put two here. And down here, I can specify whether I want my events to stop after a certain number of occurrences or at a specific time. Let's say that I want to do this 20 times. So for the next 20 weeks, I will be hosting a live weekly call, and maybe it will be in a Facebook group, but I will come to that a little bit later. Here is an important setting, whether people should register for your event or not. I can set it to no registration. This makes sense if you're only sharing the link with people who, let's say, are paying members on your site and you know that they're not going to share the link with anybody else. You can also set it to be automatic approval or manual approval if you prefer to actually go through the people who register and approve them one by one. Under details, you can add some more description, meaning text. You can also put in images, links, and so on. And you can choose a cover photo or video. Let's pick something here so we can see what it's going to look like. Let's choose this one. Let's say this is a description. How down here, calendar invite, do you want people to get an invite, send calendar invites to registrants? This is, if people use Zoom, this would be an extra email. So if it's Zoom, but then you would probably have used the Connect Zoom setting anyway. So let's say that you want to put this on, then you can actually customize the invitation email down here. So this is like a confirmation email. Okay, so this thing is also very important. Where does the event take place? You can choose to either put in a link to the event. So if it's a Facebook group, you can insert the link for the Facebook group right here. You can also put in an address of the event. And here we will automatically link this to Google Maps. And you can also just do something in normal writing right here if you prefer that. And then once you've done these things, you can add triggers. One thing that's important to notice is that triggers, you will only be able to add those if you have this set to either automatic approval or manually approval. If you have no registration on, you will not be able to add triggers. So let's say, let's just add let's just write Facebook.com. And this is, of course, not an ideal link. Ideally, you would have the URL for your specific Facebook group. Let's do this and create the event. And your event has now successfully been created. And we can see that it starts in 22 hours. We can see the time zone. We can see the description. And we can see that it's a recurring event. So we can also see that there are, under this one event, we have 20 occurrences coming up. And we can see the specific dates for this down here. We can also see the participants who has been registered here. And we can see that we have 20 event occurrences. And from this page, you can do a few extra things. You can first and foremost, you can actually click on this one to see the event page. And this is the link that you can send to your members for them to register for the event. So in here, you can see all the settings that I made. We can see the image, we can see the title and the subtitle and the description. We can see when the event will take place, and we can see that where will be shown after registration. So let's say that I register for this and I put in my detail here. And I click register. Now I get the link to actually join the Facebook group and see it. And it's also possible for me to add this to my calendar, and I can cancel my registration. So if I go back now here and I go to my events page here, we can see that now one participant has been registered for the first event. And another thing that I wanted to show you for this event is if you click on an event and you click on this edit event, you can go and change all the settings that I showed before. But now you also have the option to add triggers. So let's take a look at some of the triggers you can add from here. If you click on this button, a pop-up will show, and you can say that whenever somebody registers, you want to send them an email. You can write the email in here. You can also go in and add a certain tag. You can subscribe them to a list. You can also say when this happened that somebody, that the registration is canceled, that you want to send them an email about this, or maybe you want to remove a certain tag or unsubscribe them from a certain list. Whatever you want to do with the participants in here, you can do that under triggers. So that's all for events and for this video, and I'll see you in the next one.